my name is Dr. Catherine Nicholas. I'm a general pediatrician at Cook Children's, and I'm going to be talking about what to do when your child is sick. So I think one of the important things to always tell people is that it's basically never wrong to get advice about your child. If there's something that you're worried about or any questions that you have, that's the whole reason that we're here. And especially during business hours during the day, we have multiple nurses and doctors that are here that are always available to talk to you about any question, whether you feel like it's something silly or something that you're really worried about. We're always happy to give you advice, and that's part of our job. The problem often comes in with what to do if it's the middle of the night or if it's on the weekend and you're trying to decide how worried you should be. And some of that depends on how small your child is, because we always worry more with very small babies compared to teenagers, just because of the way their bodies are made, and with what other symptoms they may have that are going on. We have a really great system in place in the Cook's system for folks that have questions after hours and on weekends when our regular offices aren't open, and that's called the triage nurse line. Those are individuals that are trained in what questions to ask and what warning signs to look for to help determine whether your child needs to be seen immediately, what things to do at home to help them get through the night or through the weekend, or if it's something that you can call, you know, the next day or on Monday to get in to see your regular doctor. And these are nurses that are very experienced in doing this. This is all that they do all day long, is help families with these sorts of questions. And so they're very good at finding the very specific points that would help decide whether this is an emergency or if this is something that's okay that we can manage at home. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you call one of our office lines, if the office is closed, you're going to get connected to a triage nurse. The other thing that's wonderful is behind the triage nurse, there's always a doctor on call. So if there's a question that they can't answer, or if they're unsure whether you need to go to the emergency room or if you can stay home, if you need a medicine, something like that, they talk with the doctors, and the doctor will either talk with the patient directly or with the triage nurse to help decide what the next step should be. So there's multiple lines of information always available to you if you have a question sometime when the office isn't open, and we're always here to do that. That's part of our job, and we want people to be able to be as healthy and safe as they can, so that's why we're here. Things that often we want you to call in the middle of the night about if you have a question. So especially for small children, the things that we look for are if they're having a fever. If it's a baby that's under 2 months old, a fever of 100.4 is always concerning. Even if it's something that's just a cold, we don't know that. It may seem like they're not very sick, but when they're under 2 months old, it's very hard for them to tell us if they're sick with something serious. And so 100% of the time, if you have a baby that's under 2 months and there's a temperature of 100.4, you'll want to give us a call or take them straight to the emergency room, because that's where we're probably going to send you anyway. In older kids, there's a little bit more wiggle room. So if your child is a toddler or older and they're having a fever, but they otherwise seem okay, then you may not necessarily need to call us in the middle of the night. The things that we worry about going along with fever are if it seems like they're breathing very fast or breathing hard, that would be a reason to give us a call and talk to us about that. If they're having a lot of vomiting or diarrhea and you're worried that they're getting dehydrated because they aren't keeping down their fluids, or if it seems like they're not having as much urine output as they should, then those would be reasons to give a call to the triage nurse to see whether we need to send you into the emergency room or if it can wait until the next day. Other things that may be concerning in the middle of the night are if your child suddenly seems like they don't want to walk the way they normally do, or if they're starting to have a limp, then that would be something that's not normal and you would definitely want to let us know. Other things that can happen any hour of the day or night are injuries. And so if your child has a cut and you're not sure if it's something that needs stitches, if you're not sure whether they broke something, that's another reason to definitely give us a call. And our triage nurses are very equipped to help talk through with you what's the extent of the injury and is it something you can manage at home or is it something that you need to be seen elsewhere. And the other one that people often wonder about, especially in toddlers, is head injuries, because they're learning how to walk and they always manage to hurt themselves and fall and hit their heads. Normally, if they fall and they hit their head, they cry right away, they run off, then it's not really something that you necessarily have to be concerned about. If they have any loss of consciousness, then you would always want to call us and talk to us about it. If they're acting confused after they have fallen and hit their head, even if they didn't lose consciousness, you would want to call and talk to us. Or if they're having persistent vomiting after they hit their head, that's another sign that there may be something else going on, and we would need to talk with you about whether you need to be seen or if that can wait at home. So things that often can wait until the next day are things that are fairly minor. So at this time of year, for instance, we have lots of kids that have colds, they have stuffy nose, they may have a little bit of a cough, maybe even a little bit of a fever, but they're still acting okay. They're acting like themselves, they're eating, they're drinking, they're just not really feeling 100%. In those cases, it should be fine for you to wait until the next day to talk with, you know, a nurse at the office or with the doctor to see, do we need to come in to make sure nothing else is happening? So a big question that we often have is, what's the difference between an urgent care and the emergency room, and how do you know whether you need to go to one versus the other? Urgent cares are very helpful in that they have more hours than the regular office, but they're not as equipped as an emergency room. They don't have all of the same personnel, they don't have the same resources necessarily available as a full emergency room would. So they can take care of minor things like if you need stitches, sometimes if you need a splint or things like that, they're able to do that. If you're worried that there's an ear infection and it's the middle of the night or that kind of thing, then there may be somebody that can help you with that. But if you're truly concerned that that your child is very sick and that you think they're going to need a lot of help, then the emergency room is where we would want you to go. The wonderful thing about the Cook system is that our urgent cares and emergency rooms are staffed with pediatric trained individuals, which is not to say that doctors at other urgent cares aren't good doctors, but they may not be as familiar with the specific things that are special to kids compared to adults. And if they spend most of their time seeing adults, they may just not be as familiar with the things that we're seeing in the community, how kids are responding to the flu right now, for instance. That may not be something they're seeing as much if they're mainly seeing adult patients. So if possible, it's always better to take your child to be seen by a pediatric trained doctor. And so 911 is reserved for true emergencies. And there are cases when, unfortunately, people are going to have to use that. So the things that we would always tell you to call 911 for is if your child is not responding to you normally, either you can't wake them up, or they're looking at you like they aren't sure who you are. If they're a child that's old enough to talk, if they're not talking in normal sentences or they're not making sense, those would 100% be reasons to call 911. There may be times when younger children, for instance, will have gotten into a medicine or you think that they've swallowed something. That almost 100% of the time will be a reason to call 911. If you think that they look okay, the other option would be to call the Poison Control Center, which is 1-800-222-1222. And there's always somebody on the other end of the phone to help you talk through with something if you're worried that they've swallowed something. But if you aren't sure and they're not acting right, then you would call 911 anyway. If you're worried that your child is having a seizure, and that would mean rhythmic jerking of their arms or legs, and often their eyes will roll back in their head, those would be reasons always to call 911 to have somebody come and check your child and take them to the hospital. And again, if they've had a head injury or something like that and they've had a prolonged loss of consciousness, then absolutely you would want somebody to take a look at them. And the fastest way to do that is by calling 911. If you have any further questions, you can contact our office at 817-336-4896.